From San Francisco, California, this is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name's Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Sunday, August 23rd, 2020, and it's 5:02 p.m. It is day 21 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, where a bunch of nerds attempt to do a show a day for the entire month of August, and I'm one of those nerds. Well, yesterday, I was going about my business, and I got a I had just finished recording the Dog Days episode yesterday, and I got a text from Mick Cripps that said, Walter Lohr's died. Walter Lohr has died. And bummer, man. I was reading his book. I thought about trying to maybe get him on the show because I'm really enjoying this book. It's more than a bummer. I mean, but, you know, our rock and roll heroes are just dropping like flies, and it ain't going to get any better. They're just going to keep dying. Walter Lohr, the last living member of Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers, if you don't count Richard Hell, and according to, I don't count Richard Hell as a member of the Heartbreakers, because he was only in the band for a short period of time, and according to Walter Lohr's book, which is called To Hell and Back, I'm reading it on the Kindle here, and I'm 80% done. So I don't know if he talks about his cancer and any of that stuff in the book. He hasn't yet. I've not got to. I'm still, the Heartbreakers haven't broken up yet in the book. Jerry Nolan had just quit, and Terry Chimes was filling in at some gigs, and it's a really good book. What's interesting about this book, they moved to, the Heartbreakers started before all the punk rock bands. I mean, Johnny Thunders started this right after the Dolls broke up. Walter Lohr, Jerry Nolan, Johnny Thunders, and Richard Hell. But then Richard Hell left short, you know, after not very long. I think he claims to have co-written Chinese Rocks, but that's debatable. I think Dee Dee Ramone wrote the whole song, and everybody just threw a couple of words in, according to Walter Lohr. Anyway, they were booked on the Anarchy Tour. Sex Pistols, Heartbreakers, and The Damned to tour Europe. And Sex Pistols went on a TV show and said a bunch of cuss words, and it made like national headline news all over England, and all the shows were getting canceled. So they flew over to England to do this tour, and maybe a third of the shows they played, not even, they ended up staying there for over a year. They pretty much moved to England, and they got a record deal on Trax Records. It took forever for this record to come out. Jerry Nolan, according to the book as well, Walter Lohr said he complained the entire time he was in the band. He either complained about the Dolls being poorly managed or the Heartbreakers gig sucking. So they recorded LAMF, which stands for, as you all know, Like a Motherfucker. Lamp. They recorded Lamp. And the entire time it's being mixed and all that, it's taken forever for it to come out. Jerry Nolan's complaining about the mix. Oh, this thing's mixed terrible. So they let him, Trax Records let him go in and remix it. He ended up ruining the sound of the record with all drums, according to Walter Lohr. And if you listen to that Lamp, there's like several remixes available, and then they even revisited it, which I don't know if they re-recorded it or not. I don't think they did, but the album's not that well produced, but it's one of the all-time classic albums. I mean, every song on LAMF is good. Let me see if I can pull it up and find some of the songs here. Just give you a little taste. Johnny. I should have had this prepared, but of course I don't. So Johnny. Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers. Here we go. Lamp here. Sorry. Yeah, Born to Lose. Classic song. By the way, I'm drinking Weaver Light. I had the growler I just opened up because I'm out of beers. every song great, just poorly, just kind of low budget sounding recording. Baby Talk. All by myself, Walter Lohr on sing on vocals. I saw. Oh, but here, just listen to the songs. Great tune. I Want to Be Loved. It's Not. It's Not Enough. Of course, Chinese Rocks. Get Off the Phone. Every song, every single song on this album is good. Pirate Love. Talk That Talk. Great song. Every song. You gotta walk that walk. One Track Mind. All right, I could go on and on. One Track Mind, I Love You, Going Steady, Let Go, Can't Keep My Eyes on You, Do You Love Me? All great tunes. One of the all-time classic albums as far as songs go. Well, so Walter Lohr put a Lamp tribute together, and they toured. I saw them at the Great American Music Hall in San Francisco. It was Walter Lohr on vocals and guitar. And he, by the way, he looked like he was a dead ringer for W.C. Fields. But it was great, man. It was Walter Lohr on vocals and guitar. Mike Ness was also playing guitar from Social Distortion. Glenn Matlock from the Sex Pistols was on bass, and Clem Burke on drums. And they had guest singers come out. Jesse Malin played with them. It was a great show. I had a really good time. That's the only time I ever saw Walter Lohr perform. He'd put out two albums. First one was The Waldos. Great album. I really love that album a lot. Then he put out, let me find it here. Wacka Lacka Boom, I think it's called. Waldos. And it's good too. It's not, to me, it's not as good as Rent Party. Rent Party is a little bit lower budget production, but there's some great songs on Rent Party here. How about Cry Baby? Had the Spirit of the Heartbreakers. This was not that long ago, maybe 10 years ago. Yeah, so rest in peace, Walter Lohr. Died at age 71. Lung and liver cancer. Died in the hospital. They said he went peacefully. You know, every year you say it's been a shitty year for musicians dying. This one seems to be a little bit worse. I mean, I did not kill it. Okay. I will not kill. Let's keep it going. I did not cry my eyes out like I did for Pete Way, but it's still sad to lose Walter Lohr. The book is called To Hell and Back. Thoroughly enjoying it. I've been putting it off because when I get towards the end of the book, I kind of don't want it to end. But I guess I'll finish it tonight. Rest in peace, the great Walter Lohr. You will be missed, friend. Well, he's not my friend, but it would have been nice to talk to him. He looked like, he really did, when I saw him at the Great American Music Hall, he looked like an old man. But it was an endearing old man. He looked like a creepy old man. He was wearing Converses and a leopard striped jacket and a tie over a t-shirt. A little bit slightly out of tune, sloppy. It was good. So, if you are not, if you don't know who Walter Lohr is, I don't see how that's possible, but look him up. And if you don't have Lamp from the Heartbreak, Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers, get that album because it's a must-have. It's an album that everybody should have in their collection. Oh, when they went to England, they ended up being there for like almost 2 years. They would come back occasionally and play a gig in New York, but when they came back, they stayed in England for like almost a year for the first time, I think. When they came back, all these bands who were just starting out, like the Ramones, Blondie, all these bands that were just starting out all had major label record deals. They went to England because they couldn't get a record deal in the United States. So they went to England and got signed to Track Records. Punk rock hits in the States. All these bands are getting signed to Sire Records. Blondie got signed to Chrysalis. And everybody's got major label deals. They come back and their album's not even out yet. So it kind of like, they kind of like invented the punk rock scene and it kind of left them in the dust before their record even came out. So it was kind of a bad luck, I guess you could say, or just bad timing. But yeah, that Lamp album, one of the all-time classics. So Walter Lohr, rest in peace, up there with the rest of the Heartbreakers. I'm going to close out with a song, London Boys, which was originally a Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers song written by Walter Lohr, or the music was written by Walter Lohr. It was kind of a response to the Sex Pistols had a song called New York, and it kind of pissed Johnny Thunders off because it was a diss to New York. So Walter Lohr wrote a song called Little London Boys, and he had the title, but Johnny asked Walter if he could do the lyrics to it. So they co-wrote it together. So Walter wrote the music, Johnny wrote the lyrics, except for the title of the song, which Little London Boys was written by Walter Lohr. Walter said he basically ripped off the song New York instead of a descending riff of the Sex Pistols version. I don't have it on my iTunes. I have the entire Nevermind the Bollocks on my iTunes, except for New York for some reason. When I got the iTunes, the infamous iTunes crash, I lost that, and New York wasn't able to be salvaged. So anyway, he's ripped off the Sex Pistols version of New York, inverted, instead of descending the chords, he ascending the chords and changed the key to A instead of whatever theirs was, B, or I think it was in B. Butler's played New York. And so it was their answer back to the Sex Pistols' New York. So they called it Little London Boys. That's what I'm going to play for you today. It never got released by the Heartbreakers. Johnny Thunders recorded it on So Alone. Walter re-recorded it on Whack-a-Lack-a Boom Bop a Loom Bang Boom. Is that what it? Whack-a-Lack-a Boom Bop a Loom Bam Boo. Something like that. Just call it Whack-a-Lack-a Boom. So that's what I'm going to play for you. Walter Lohr doing Little London Boys. Thank you for listening, friends. Rest in peace, the great Walter Lohr. They're all gone. Here's Little London Boys. Thank you for listening, friends. You know how to reach me. Please keep the donations coming. It's a value for value, et cetera, et cetera. Take a sip of this fine Weaver Light to the great Walter Lohr. I'll talk to you tomorrow, friends. Oh, shit. This producer has got to go. And that's not the song. This guy is really, really dropping the ball. Really dropping the ball. Thank you for listening, friends. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Yeah.
The Rock and Roll Geek Train Wreck.